You're listening to The Alex Spicer Show, where we explore the fundamental principles of freedom and happiness in light of current and historical events. By exploring these principles, I hope to enlighten and inspire you to make the difference our nation needs to get through the troubled waters of today and tomorrow. Race is just an excuse. That's really what it is. And that's the premise I'm going to go with today. Truthfully, I didn't want to talk about race in any of my podcasts because I'm just so sick of all that's been going on. And I know a lot of other people are. So I wasn't really like all that excited and actually had no intention of doing any podcast about race because it's just so overkill. But like many of you, it's constantly on our minds because we are constantly bombarded with this discussion on it. And I believe that the discussions that are taking place for the most part, especially in major outlets in the media and also as you look across social media, there's a lot of issues that are going on. People aren't really talking to each other about it. And also there are narratives, there are lenses out there about the issues that just aren't historically or factually correct, and they also don't serve anyone. They don't help anyone in any way, and they actually create problems. That is a bigger deal, is the fact that it creates greater problems. And so, you know, with race kind of really just being crammed down everyone's throats, I didn't have an interest in doing this, but because it's been in our faces and stuff, I decided, you know, I'm just going to embrace it. I'm going to really dive deeper and more into it and think more about it and I want to address at least one aspect, one angle of all this in my own way. And if you listen to my podcast, you understand I like to focus a little more on the principal side of things. And likely there'll be multiple podcasts that talk about different aspects, different issues that are out there that people bring up in relation to race. But the issue of race doesn't have a principle of eternal truth to it. There aren't eternal laws regarding different races of people. And why is that? Well, it's because race and, you know, racism, once you identify its fundamental core, it is merely an excuse. It's an excuse used to fabricate differentiations between one group of people from another to create an advantage for oneself. If you think about how I mentioned, you know, there aren't eternal truths to regarding different races of people, you have to recognize that we have to let race die in order for us to let unity and harmony win. Making race a part of our identities doesn't actually help us because it just creates greater reason to have separation differentiations. And going back to this idea of that I just said, that, you know, it's an excuse. And I believe, you know, truly race and racism is just an excuse to differentiate one group of people from another. And what I mean by that is that the principle of race wants everyone to forget about accountability. So if you believe another race is inferior, then you sidestep the question of your own cruelty and mistreatment. And then if you believe another race is holding you down, then you dodge the responsibility to your own life's results. Now, let's go back to the statement I made about how race is also, not only is it an excuse to fabricate differences between one group of people from another, but it's also to create, that you do so to create an advantage for yourself. What do I mean by that? Well, hopefully I made that a little bit clear by what I just said, but let me go into a little more detail here. So I want to make it a little bit more clear. One might pose this question in regards to, you know, how me saying that race is an excuse people use to create an advantage for yourself. So you might ask the question, if you see another race putting barriers in your path to progress, let's even say economic progress, right? If you see another race that curtails, or another race of people that are curtailing your opportunities for work or for a loan or what have you, how then would seeing race as the cause of that issue create any sort of advantage for yourself? Wouldn't that just be acknowledging reality as it is? Well, let's go after that. Let's discuss the advantage of identifying race as the cause of the problem. So just like most problems, you can choose to overcome the problem, or you can choose the easy way up, your easy way out by giving up, because now you have an excuse. And sadly, it is human nature to seek the easy way out, especially if it comes with benefits and advantages. So the advantage here, if you use racism, you're saying, you know, other people and other races in my way keep me from getting ahead. The advantage here is that you earn others' sympathy. And what's even worse is that nowadays there are plenty of organizations and people and programs that will pay you for that sympathetic excuse. And what if just acknowledging reality? What about that part? Like, wouldn't that just be acknowledging reality if that it was truly happening to you? Well, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging reality. Nothing wrong with acknowledging the causes of mistreatment. If people are mistreating you because of your race, regardless of what race you are, it's not just one specific race that gets to say that they've been mistreated for their race. Anyone can claim that, and hopefully it's true when they do. But if we stopped there, if you just stopped there, if you were just able to acknowledge, okay, yeah, this probably happened because of my race or did, if you just stopped there, just at that, and then continued on your way, persevering past that predicament, you could achieve great things and move on with your life. But that is not what is happening today. The issue is today people want to twist predicaments into a lens that sees the world as being against you. And worse, it creates broad judgments of other people, of other groups of people or other races that aren't true. And once you go there, you create enemies, you create tribes that rival each other, unable to find mutuality that creates beautiful harmony and prosperity. It is wrong and unjust to create sweeping mischaracterizations and sweeping judgments of people by the color of their skin. Whether you are in a minority or a majority, it makes a bigot out of you. It is always the wrong thing to do. Doesn't matter, majority or minority, and that is a major problem we have today, is where we go into another way of ignoring accountability for our own lives, our own choices, our own behaviors, by looking at our victimization through another way, another lens of just saying, hey, like, now the progressive way of thinking about racism is that you can't be a racist if you are in a minority, racial group. And that's a total lie, but that's a really interesting spin, an interesting twist on getting people to continue to convince themselves to live in a way in which they don't have to be accountable for their own lives, for what is happening. Without accountability, one lives in a world where selfishness and victimhood are all too easy to come by. If nothing is your fault, then nothing is your fault. And that's a really sad place to live, because you can never find satisfaction in living like that. If you can't succeed because of someone else, then you're a failure. But if your successes or advancements are just handed to you, then you weren't the cause of your success, and that would feel insulting and degrading. So once again, if nothing is your fault, then nothing is your fault. You will never find joy living that way. There will never be enough. It's almost like a strange version of gluttony. That, like, it's insatiable. You can never feed that enough to find satisfaction. If you are living in a victim sort of way, where you cannot live accountable for your own actions, your own behaviors, your own life, despite the circumstances around you, like, you create a victim out of yourself because other people are holding you down or whatever else. It doesn't matter what race, what group, or economic class, or whatever else that you come from. It doesn't matter. If nothing is your fault, then nothing is your fault. Your failures aren't your fault, and neither are your successes. They aren't your fault either. And the hard thing is, I actually truly believe, especially if you look at blacks in America today, I believe that that is another major source of their dissatisfaction. And speaking of about mistreatment, that actually is a way in which they have been mistreated, is by being treated as though they are incapable of succeeding on their own. And so therefore they have to be handed things. And as easy as it is to feed that carnal side of yourself, to be, you know, 'cause it's really easy to take a handout once you've been convinced that you deserve it. It doesn't, in the end, deep down inside, spiritually and subconsciously, you don't feel good about it. You feel insulted. You feel degraded in a whole nother way. And I believe that is happening to blacks in America. I wholeheartedly believe that. That is happening. And that would feel quite insulting. Let people work for their own station in life. There's so many principles behind that. You really do have to, you know, by the sweat of your brow, earn your own bread. You really have to, you know, own your life. And that's a major part of accountability. So how does one overcome issues of race and avoid the traps that I have been mentioning? By being, the way that you overcome these issues is by being, by owning up to your own actions and being accountable for your character. Live as though everything in life is within your hands. Live as though it's within your hands to improve and not in the hands of someone else. Then, when you do this, you can find power you never knew you had. You'll discover a power within you that sees all of us as the same, and not focused on how you or someone else is different. Living this way will align you with eternal truth. Remember, I said earlier, there's no eternal truths that back race. And once we can overcome, if we can overcome race, and I'm proposing you do so through accountability, you become aligned with eternal truth. And what do I mean by that? Well, there is this eternal truth that we are all sons and daughters of God. We are His children. We are made in His image. Regardless of what we look like, sound like, or live like, we are the same. We are His children. We are a part of the same family. There is nothing to differentiate or cause. There are no causes to separate. Rather, you find every reason to be together, to work together, to find friends in each other. That is the eternal truth that you will find if you live by the principle of accountability. You become aligned with the truth that we are all part of the same human family, part of the same family of God. So some would believe, though, the only way for us to come together, right, to have greater peace, harmony, etc., the only way to do that, some say, is to have everyone bow down to the same progressive indoctrination, or even to capitulate to the same debilitating, destructive beliefs as they have. But that's not how it's done. The way forward is to be accountable, to own your life, own your choices, and own the direction you choose for your life. I believe the greatest historical precedents for this in modern history are Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela. They challenged the idea that people who appeared different should be, they challenged this idea that they should be socially separate and civilly unequal. They challenged that idea. And they did so without demonizing, without villainizing. And might I add here, didn't have this in my notes, but I'll just say, and without violence. Just remember that what empowers you to be aligned with truth will bring you closer to God, closer to your fellow man, and there will be peace in your own heart and greater peace in the world. Accountability is the truth we need to fight past issues of race today. And remember that we are all children of God. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and like this episode and follow this podcast. Listen to more of the episodes as they come out. I do apologize. I did just get back from vacation, so there was a couple of weeks there where I didn't have anything come out. But if you liked what you heard, please share it with other people. I think there are a lot of principles, a lot of things out there that are being ignored when it comes to the issues of race, and there are better ways to go about it, and there are eternal truths, there are principles that we need to remember in order to create outcomes that are good for all. Anyways, thank you so much for listening again, and live free until next time.